Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Anyone else have intrusive thoughts on the daily? It's overwhelming sometimes.
It's probably very loud in your head.
What made you all of a sudden start feeling incredibly old? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy Breeze. And I started realizing yesterday, you guys, that I'm no spring chicken anymore.
No. I can't believe you're just starting to realize that.
Well, I'm only saying that because my buddy is an absolute hater. And he called.
Oh, I love him so much.
He called to let me know because yesterday I posted a picture of me working out at the gym. Yes, I did a gym selfie.
The thirst trap is crazy.
I'm trying to hold myself accountable.
Right.
Okay, so anyways, I do not look 41. I don't act it. I don't have a receding hairline. I have a beautiful jawline with a 401k that seems to be tanking at the moment. But overall, it's all gravy, baby. Yesterday, I had a happy hour with friends. I go to the spot and I panicked and everyone goes, what's wrong? And I said, I forgot to take my Pepcid AC. I said, I have to make sure I take a Pepcid every morning and every evening. And I forgot. I have to go home and I have to get it. They're like, you can't leave. You can't go home. I said, guys, you don't understand. They're like, you're going to be fine. What did I do? I had one pretzel stick. I had a cocktail. And in 1 hour, my chest was on fire.
Yeah.
It was on fire. After I left the bar, there were steps going down towards the sidewalk. Well, I missed a step. I threw my back out.
He has a fistful of pills. It's so good.
I am finally starting to feel better, but I can't. I was like, well, it can't get much more worse than this. Or can it?
It's totally downhill from here, to be honest.
I don't know what happened because I feel like it was just yesterday. My friends were working out in the hotel room. We're on spring break in Cancun, Mexico. Dousing ourselves in cheap cologne, doing push-ups, talking about sports, talking about women. Mm. Last night, I had a 20-minute conversation about rheumatoid arthritis and celiac disease. How did we get here? How?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the moment the clock struck midnight of my 30th birthday, 7 gray hairs came in my head.
I don't know what happened.
And it was traumatizing for me.
I guess what I'm asking is if you guys, our lovely listeners, can do me the favor of making me feel not so alone this morning and contribute to what's made you feel old, the number is 585-252-9800. Thank you so much.
This person says that, Moose, that happens to me too, so don't feel bad, but I'm also 4 months pregnant, so.
That's not, doesn't make me feel better at all. Doesn't make me feel better at all. Do you remember 2 months ago when I was doing my laundry? I leaned over to look inside the wash machine to see if I forgot anything. Something tweaked
his entire back. Tweaked his whole back. You know, it's great because intern Joe can chime in and relate to mostly every topic that we do. But I don't think you can with this one. Well, up until yesterday, we thought you were like 42. So yeah.
go ahead. Humor me.
I ran in a straight line and tore my hamstring off the bone.
You ran
for how long? How long?
About
you
35 yards.
You tore your hamstring right off the bone.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not, I mean, that's not an age thing. You're just not athletic. Let's go over to Kelly. Kelly says, I started to feel old when I realized that 80s music to me is what 40s music was to my parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So something that makes me feel really old that I'm clenching onto my youth to try and relate to is just being around any Gen Z ever. Like, I want so badly to be Gen Z. I want so badly to relate. But genuinely, they're speaking a different language. I don't know what the hell it is that they're saying half the time. Crashing out.
Let's go over to Jake. Like,
I mean, it's not that different.
It kind of is.
Jake says, I was at a bar and I said YOLO. This older gentleman, probably in his 70s, asked me what that meant. And I told him, you only live once. I said it was something the kids were saying nowadays. And then this 20-something-year-old bartender poked her head out and says, sorry, nobody says that anymore. Oh, that's so tough.
Ooh. Yeah. Yikes. Yeah. YOLO, FOMO, JOMO. I feel like that there's such millennial things. And
what's,
I honestly feel
what's
like
JOMO?
The joy of missing out.
Oh, okay.
Which I feel all the time. I'm like, I would rather be in my bed. But I honestly feel like sometimes when people call me a millennial, like, it's kind of a slur. I'm like, are you insulting me?
Natalie says, when the cashier at Wegmans didn't ask me for my ID after purchasing a case of beer, I was really bummed out, you guys. I'm 39, but have been told I look 23. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Let's go over to CPS Liz on the line. What's up, Liz?
What up, girl?
Oh, let me figure out.
Oh.
So, I'm 2 years older than you.
You're what?
I'm 43. I'm 2 years older than you. I'm 43.
Okay.
And I, last October, my ankle just decided it didn't want to hold me up anymore. And my left ankle, and I ended up smashing my right knee into the pavement.
Oh, my God.
And then my face, because it stunned me so bad.
So,
and
at 43, your ankle just gave out on you?
Yep. And, like I said, it was my left ankle, and then my right knee. And they thought I fractured my right knee because they took an x-ray, and it looked like a bone sticking out. But what it ended up being is that was what was left of my cartilage. So now I have no cartilage on my right knee, and it's bone on bone. And due to my age, I can't get a full knee replacement, but I need a full knee replacement. So for the next 16 years or so, I have to get injections in my knee every 3 months.
What are they doing? Are they giving you cortisone shots?
Well, they tried the cortisone shot like a month and a half after my accident, and it actually hurt me worse than my accident. So then it took them, because that was in October. I got that cortisone shot in November, and it took them until 3 weeks ago before my insurance finally approved me to get gel injections now.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I had to go three separate weeks, because there's either a one shot you can get or three separate ones. And, of course, my insurance only approves the three separate, so I have to go three separate times, pay three separate co-pays.
Liz, you're falling apart at the seams, my girl.
Do you find it... to be
a walker.
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask you. Do you find it to be less sexy? Like when you dress up in lingerie, do you think the knee brace adds to
Well, I don't wear one because I said the damage is so bad I make it worse.
Yeah.
But I do have to wear an ankle brace like every day.
Yeah, that's hot.
Because it's weak.
Oh, yeah, that's so hot. You and an ankle bracelet and a walker coming into the room in lingerie. All right, Liz, we're going to let you go.
All right, have a good day, guys.
I mean, I never want to hear you complain about being single ever again, because you have people like Liz waiting for you fully.
We're asking the question, what finally made you feel old? Look who's here, the most toxic man in Rochester, Big Ed!
I hate it here.
Big Ed says, when I had to think first before bending over to pick something up. Right, oh, that totally makes sense. And then I'll go over to Jess. Good morning, guys. I realized I was old when I started going to dinner at 5 just to avoid crowds. That's me. That's me. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.